Praise the Lord, everybody. Well, the first thing I want to tell everybody is I thought that I was going to preach about faith over fear. Because we all get afraid of something and we don't use our faith and it overtakes us. And this morning, God woke me up and it's not faith over fear today. That'll work for another time. But the title of this message, it really has two, but it's He is here because surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And God, it only takes two or three, and God is in the midst. Look around you. Look how many twos and threes we got. Two here or three there. And it only takes two or three that believe in Jesus. So look how many we've got that believe. So God is in our midst tonight. So the title is going to be, Surely the Presence of the Lord is in this place. And I hear Pastor behind me. I'm going to let him bless the message for us. All right, I want to start out in Matthew 18 and verse 20, okay? And that says, For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. God is right here in our midst right now. And whatever we have need of today, God can take care of it. I'll just start with me, because you all know what I have need of, right? To be out of this wheelchair. But that's not, Sister Peg, that's not the most important thing for today. If I never get out of this chair, if I can just reach one soul, that's all that matters, Sister Ruby. That's all that matters. If we can all just reach one, and somebody else reach one more, and somebody else reach one more, then the ones that we reach, they reach one, and they reach one. It'll all build up. And that's all that matters. If I never get out of this chair, but I'm telling you, I'm not doubting what my God can do by saying that. I know He can bring me out of here. But if I never get out of the chair, the most important thing is to hold on to God and be a light for Him wherever I go. That's the most important. And I can tell you that I can't get out and knock on doors, okay? Not yet. It's coming. Not yet. But I had a nurse come in last week, and I gave her a card. And Pastor Powell came over, and I gave him a card. So if I can't get out to get to other people, God will send the people to me. And I just want to do it, Sister Ruby, however God wants me to do it. But I am telling you, I am not limited by being in this wheelchair. I will not be defeated. I'm going to work it out. No matter what I have to do, I will get it worked out because my God never fails. And you all don't know the whole story, but when I was born, I should have died. I was too early, and I should have died, but I didn't. God didn't let me die, and He knew right where I would be today. He knew I would be in this church, Brother Don. He knew I would be preaching for Him, and He didn't fail me. He knew what He wanted to do. He can use how He made me. I can't complain about how it is because God made me this way. But He can change it and He can use it for His glory. Pastor preached Sunday about the lame man that they had to let down through the roof because he had palsy. Okay, guys, I have cerebral palsy. It ain't the Bible that way. It ain't cerebral. But it's my brain. It's the part of my brain that controls my walking. And if God can heal the man of the palsy, he can take care of this sister of the cerebral palsy too. And I am not giving up. I am not giving up. I serve a God that has no respect to persons. It's all in God's time. He has a reason for it being this way right now, because I used to be able to walk a lot more than I can now. But God has a reason. And maybe the reason is he just wants to see if I'll hold on and serve him or if I'll give up, Brother Don. And I'm not giving up. I'm not turning around. I am going to do what God wants me to do. He knew where I would be today. He knew what I would say and what I would do. And God's never let me down, and I don't intend to let him down. And that's what I want to encourage all of us. God is in our midst. The presence of the Lord is in this place. It only takes two or three of us for that presence to be here. And we need to be thankful that we can feel God's presence, because a lot of people, Pastor, cannot feel God's presence, or they live somewhere where they're not allowed to worship God. And we need to be thankful. Don't ever say, I have to go to church, or I have to read my Bible, or I have to pray, because I'll guarantee you there's people that would love to be able to do them things, and they wouldn't say, I have to do it. We need to say, I get to do it, because it is a privilege from God that we get to do those things. Okay, now we're going to go to Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, how many of you have the Holy Ghost tonight? Amen. He dwells in us. I'm getting rid of these. Maybe. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Okay. You know, we all go through things. And things might look bad, but I'm here to tell you, God will quicken these bodies when he's ready. We'll all dance before the Lord. We'll run. It's all a part of worship, Brother Ken. And our God don't let us down. He will quicken our bodies if we just yield over to him. And I have to tell you, it all comes in God's time. Sometimes, Sister Ruby, we want it faster than what God is ready to do it. But I'm here to tell you, God's going to do it for me. My God ain't never let me down, Brother Jason. And I'm not going to let him down if I have to wait just a little bit longer just so he can find out if I really want it. And I'm really serious, but you know, I don't tend to leave our God. And I'm going to tell you this too. When I lost Brother Doug, I prayed for him, and I'm like, God, you took him anyway. And I told God he could have him, like I had any choice, but I did tell him that he could have him. But you know, Brother Eric preached a message. But if not, anybody remember that one? And I went to him afterwards and I said, Brother Eric, the Lord took Doug home And he didn't answer my prayer in the way I wanted him to, but I'm telling you, he answered it. He took my husband home according to his will. So he answered the prayer the way he wanted it answered. And I said to him, I said, but if not, I am still here. I am staying here. I am serving God here because my God knew what he was doing. And you know, sometimes we go through things and we don't understand why. But sometimes, Brother Ken, I think it's so that God can find out whether or not we're going to serve him. And I've not found anything with our God that makes me not want to serve him. Because he knows what's best. He knew what was best for Brother Doug. And even though it hurt me, he got me through it. And he knows what's best for me being in this wheelchair. He's got a reason. But I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that my God is going to deliver me one day out of this. And people say he won't allow us to be tempted above what we're able to bear. He won't put no more on us than what we're able to bear. That's not what it says, Brother Carl. It says he won't allow us to be tempted above what we're able to bear. So whatever we go through, God knows what we can take, what we can do, and he uses it for his glory. That's why we go through things, Sister Bree, is for God's glory. He has to have something that he can show to people for his glory. He can say, this person went through it and they made it. Now, what's wrong with you that you can't go through something and make it? That's what God does. He uses it for an example to help people to get through things. And I've got one more verse here, and it's John 16 and 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Jesus has sent us a Comforter. Whenever we go through something, whatever it is, God has a Comforter for us, which is the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God dwells with us and will lead us and guide us. And a comforter is a helper or an advocate. And if you don't know what an advocate is, he pleads on someone else's behalf. God fights for us. Before we ever know it, you know? And this just went with that. A few weeks ago, they was going to send a caregiver into my home to spend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night with me. And I sat at home right before they were supposed to let me know. And it didn't feel right, Brother Carl. And I called and I said, is that person coming out? And they said, no. We talked to her, and we asked her some questions, and she hesitated on answering, and we're not going to employ her. We're not sending her out to you. And when I hung up the phone, I said, God, you were fighting for me before I ever knew anything was wrong. God had already worked it out. He had already moved her out of the way because he was protecting me. So I'm telling you, no matter what we go through, it don't matter. God knows what's best. And even though we don't understand at times, God is in control. And I'm going to tell you, whatever you're going through and you don't understand, I don't know what everybody's going through, Brother Don, but whatever you're going through and you don't understand, our God's not going to let you down. He always answers in his time, but it's right on time. He knows right when to answer. He don't always answer when we want him to answer, but he answers right on time. He knows right what to do and when to do it, because if you think about it, if he answered too soon, he might walk away, Brother Jason. You might just think, okay, well, God answered that, and then you just go on about your way. But you know what? We got to make God's way our way and just keep on walking toward God, because that's what matters. If we want to make heaven our home, and I ask God this a lot. I say, God, please guide my footsteps and lead me so I can come home with you. That's the only part that matters, saints, is to be able to go home with God and be lights unto other people that they can do the same thing. When I came here, Pastor told me that he had prayed for me, that God would give him a chance with me because he wanted me to be able to make it to heaven. And saints, if you don't realize that, if we got somebody on our corner that's worried about us making it to heaven, we better be thankful, Brother Carl, because everybody don't worry about whether you're going to make it to heaven or not. They just take it for granted. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take each other for granted either, Brother Mike. We need to lift each other up in prayer as much as we can, because we never know what somebody's going through. So if I can just sort of sum it up, I guess this would be the easiest way. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand and don't let go, because, Sister Peg, we change sometimes. But God never changes. He does what's best for us. So just hold on to God's unchanging hand and don't let go. Don't ever let go of God. He'll hold on to you if you'll hold on to him. Don't ever let go. All right. God bless.